have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A new world order.
Child sex trafficking.
The deep state is trying to destroy Donald Trump's presidency.
Loose the battle plans of heaven.
It's all about control.
Broadcasting live to the world now. It's the Weekend Vigilante, Sheila Zielinski.
Today's program was made possible by the generous prayer and support of the faithful friends and partners of this ministry. Visit our new website at sheila.media.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Sheila Zielinski Show for this Wednesday, October 18th edition. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into the program, and a very important program this is today. I want to jump right into the program. We have a lot to cover. My guest is Pastor Monty Mulkey from West Coast Church of Deliverance. And I think this is really one of the things that is afflicting so many people. And why do I know that? Because I get the emails and the calls and the mail, and I know that people are suffering and they can't quite put their finger on it. And I think this is an incredible message that is going to have powerful results. It is imperative. Go get a pen and a paper. Mark this information down. Monty's going to cover a lot of scriptures, fly through some of them. This is really important that you write these down. So I'm just going to hand the mic over to you, Monty, and you hand it back when you're ready, sir. Take it away.
Yeah, today we're going to look at the spirit of sorrow, and it's a lot different than depression, and it's quite an interesting Bible study, and at the end, then I hope to get into mass deliverance to help some people get free. So with that, let's open the Bible with Isaiah chapter 14, verse 3, and I personally prefer to use the King James Version, which you'll see why with this study that we're doing because of the connection with the Hebrew words, but Isaiah 14:3, and it reads, "And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from thy hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve." Now, we're going to look at the spirit of sorrow today, and being a deliverance pastor, we do deliverance on so many of these spirits, and we could also look at fear or hard bondage, but sorrow is something that very few people today consider or look at in getting deliverance. And it's a very important area to get free from. One reason is because spirits of sorrow also are causing you to be under hard bondage, as well as blocking you from resting. And I'm not saying sleeping, but from truly resting. And so this is an area that's important. We want to get delivered from this. And today, the term sorrow is not actually used a whole lot. Depression has become the word that's taken its place. Anyway, sorrow is used over 70 times, 70 verses in the King James Bible. But in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, it has over 25 different meanings. So today we're going to kind of take a look at verses that point out each one of these 25. Now, for example, I'm sure everybody's... Well, many people, anyway, have heard the comment that the Eskimos have 30-some words or whatever for snow because it's different. That may not mean anything to you, so let me compare this to the English language. In English, we have multiple words for water. For example, we have water, steam, mist, ice. Now, you wouldn't ask someone if they would like some frozen water in their drink or hardened water, would you? No, the word is ice, and you'd have to ask for the word ice. Now, that's the same way with these 25 words of sorrow. Each one has a different meaning, especially to the Hebrews. They had a different connotation in the same way that ice would be to us. Now, the spirit of sorrow is often a very visibly seen spirit on people's face. You can see it in the eyes, on their countenance, and you can look at somebody and easily diagnose the spirit of sorrow has been at work in their lives. Today, many people are suffering from incomprehensible sorrows with loss of life, loss of possessions, homes due to hurricanes and fires and calamities from mass shootings and so forth. There are many people that are suffering from sorrow. And so we want to look at this today because spirits of sorrow are often misdiagnosed. One reason is because in our limited or bad use of the English language today, we have a tendency to call everything depression, which carries the connotation that you have a mental illness. And of course, the drug industry and others, they would love to sell you something for your depression. Now, there are spirits of depression, and I've done a number of teachings on that, but sorrow is something that comes in, and it's inclining more to a state of affairs, something that has happened to you, and generally something that you might get over or get past unless the spirit is entered in. Well, in fact, it's interesting because the Hebrews didn't even use the term depression. And again, depression and sorrow are actually two different kingdoms. Now, some of the points that I want to make with the spirit of sorrow is that this spirit is most often just inherited. You receive the spirit of sorrow because your ancestors, your mother or your grandmother had sorrow. And one place that sorrow came in, especially for those of us that live in America, is with our ancestors that have immigrated. Now, when you look at their lives, they left their land, their homes, their countries. Many of them left family members. And it was an incredible amount of sorrow, even though they wanted to and knew they needed to, or whatever the reasons were, of coming to America or immigrating, whatever country. But many immigrants, the spirit of sorrow came in on that, as well as for those that ended up homesteading on the plains where there was nobody around them, living in a mud house. Sorrow came in, and so you could have just inherited the spirit of sorrow from your ancestors, that being an example. Now, with sorrow, you have a need for comfort. You have a need to be healed, and that's not bad. God has declared that He would comfort us and heal us. So if you're battling a sorrow from a recent loss, ask the Lord, saying, Lord, comfort me. Lord, heal me. In fact, when people contact me because they had a sudden death, loss of a loved one, that's one of my first prayers, is to pray for God to comfort them. Isaiah 35, verse 10, and it reads, the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Now, this is kind of the good news, that God does want us to be free from our sorrow. He wants to deliver us and set us free. Jeremiah 31:13, this one reads, then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together, for I will turn their mourning into joy and will comfort them and make them rejoice from their sorrow. So God has an answer for us when we have events, something that happens in our life that brings sorrow, that God will comfort us. But repressed sorrows lead to physical sicknesses and disease, as well as not being able to get your rest. It's also one of the root spirits in the failure to thrive syndrome that we've recently dealt with. I should say my wife Sharon did at our last workshop. And if you're not thriving, I encourage you to order those CDs. It was an incredible message. Leviticus 26:16. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemy shall eat it. This was dealing with rebellion or disobedience on the children of Israel. But I wanted to point out that it specifically says sorrow of heart. And this is a sorrow that enters in, the spirit enters into the heart. We mentioned already that there are spirits that enter into the eyes. And it says that before that, it'll consume your eyes. So it's a spirit that blocks people from thriving, and it can easily be cast out. All you have to do is stand against this and tell it to go in Jesus' name. Now, let's work through the Old Testament and examine the word usage for sorrow. Genesis 3:16, here's one of the first recordings of the word sorrow. And it says, unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, even though there's multiple sermons in that, let's just look at the word sorrow today. And the first Hebrew word for the first sorrow is called It's a bone meaning pain or labor or hardship or toil. In other words, I will greatly multiply thy pain. And the second sorrow, and in sorrow you bring forth children, is another, a separate, different Hebrew word meaning etseb, E-T-S-E-B. Now, don't critique me if I butcher Hebrew. It's not my main language. But it means pain, hurt, toil, offense, or hurt. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, meaning it's going to hurt, it's painful. And by the way, you can pray over this and break this. This is a curse of Adam and Eve, which you can break off. And you don't need to have the extremely painful childbearing. You can claim that Christ Jesus blots out the handwriting of ordinance against us and break off these curses. Anyway, Genesis 3:17, now unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake, and in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Now, this sorrow is the same one as the first sorrow. It's a bowen, I-T-S-T-S-A-B-O-W-N in English letters. It's not the physical hurt or pain or toil, but it's hardship or labor. Now, so there's two of the Hebrew meanings already. And when we get to the end and mass deliverance, we'll call out these various types of sorrow. Genesis 42:38, and he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in the which you go, then shall you bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now, here is another spirit of sorrow. This is the third one, sorrow to the grave. And it's fairly close to our English term, grief or anguish. And it's the Hebrew word, yagon. Genesis 44:29. And if you take this also from me, and mischief shall befall him, he shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. This is a word that's used for sad, something that's bad, evil, disagreeable, malignant, unpleasant, unhappiness, misery, displeasing. And so this is a type of sorrow to the grave that's displeasing, and it's actually a little bit different than the other one, which is a more of a grief. The fifth one is found in Exodus 15:14. And I'm going to try and just give you one example for each type of sorrow. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. This is chila, meaning pain or agony or anguish or writhing of fear. So it's a type of fear or anguish. And this is a very common sorrow that's happening in our world today because of the enemy's attacks and the darkness of the day. Sorrow that takes hold on them, or a type of anguish. Leviticus 26:16, our sixth one, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, burning of goo, and cause sorrow of heart. Now, we read this earlier, but this is the word dub, D-U-W-B, and it means to pine away or to pass away. Now, you may have seen this, for example, in an elderly person and look at them, say, you know, they're just pining away. They don't eat, they don't drink, they're just sitting there. You can't even get their attention. It's like they're not there. So to pine away. The next one's found in Deuteronomy 28:65. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. And this is the seventh one, de obon, which means fainting, languishing, or faintness. Notice here as well that we have a second physical symptom type of sorrow. This is called sorrow of mind. So we've looked at sorrow of the grave, sorrow of heart, and sorrow of the mind. So different types of sorrow afflict different parts of your soul. Now, your soul is an all-inclusive term because we are made in the image of God, body, soul, and spirit. You're having sorrow affect different parts, your mind, your will, your emotions, your heart, and so forth. And by the way, when you do deliverance, call out these spirits out of their areas. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, where we get our eighth one, says, Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now, there's a name that's not used too much today, but it means born with sorrow. And it's from the Hebrew word otseb, meaning pain or sorrow. Probably closer to what Eve went through, but she bare him with sorrow or with pain. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 2, where we have our ninth one, it says, "Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid," Nehemiah said. Now, this is an interesting verse. Let me give you some background history. When Nehemiah went before the king, it was very important. You were supposed to look happy and joyful before the king. Otherwise, he would sentence you to death and have your head cut off. So that's why Nehemiah was very afraid, because here he'd come before the king, and the king asked him, "Why are you sad?" Now, the word countenance sad is one that we looked at earlier, raw, that's used for sorrow, unhappiness, or misery. But the ninth Hebrew word that we're going to look at is sorrow of heart, which means evil that's come unto you or a bad quality. And it's from the Hebrew word roah. There we have our ninth term of sorrow. Job chapter 3, verse 10. In fact, this sorrow is found quite frequently in the book of Job. But this verse 10, where we have our 10th meaning, says, "Because it shut not up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hid sorrow from mine eyes." And this is the Hebrew word amal, meaning toil, trouble, labor. But this is sorrow from mine eyes, or we're seeing sorrow in the eyes. So here we have sorrow of heart, mind, eyes, very specifically. There's a reference in Job 6:10. Job 17:7 is where our 11th Hebrew word comes from. It says, "Mine eye also is dim by reason of sorrow, and all my members are as a shadow." Now, a lot of people are having eyesight problems or failing eyesight, dimness of eyes, because of the spirit of sorrow. Cast out the spirits of sorrow. In fact, quite easily to expect an increase in your vision when you get deliverance from these spirits. This is the 11th word, meaning chaos, which means anger, vexation, grief, provocation, or frustration. Job 41:22, where we find our 12th meaning, says, "In his neck remaineth strength, and sorrow is turned into joy before him." This means diabo, faintness, dismay, failure of mental energy. Now, you ever wonder, why am I tired all the time? Well, there's multiple reasons, but the spirit of sorrow, especially this one, diabon, it takes away your joy. In fact, these demons just love to rob your joy from you. I did a message a long time ago called "Who Stole the Joy?" Well, the devil does. He steals the joy that Jesus Christ came for us to have, and you're going to have to fight back. You're going to have to resist and choose to be joyful and tell the spirit of sorrow and all the other spirits, "No, you're not taking my joy from me. I am going to be joyful." So that was the 12th one. Psalm 13:2 mentions having sorrow in my heart daily and the enemy exalting over them. Again, a good reason to get rid of spirits of sorrow is so that the enemy doesn't exalt or rule over us. Psalm 38:17, the 13th one, "I am ready to quit. My sorrow is continually before me." Actually, King James says, "I'm ready to halt," but that's kind of what it means. You ever feel like that? You get so sorrowful, your energy's gone, your heart is melted, and you just want to quit. I think we've all been there partially. This is the 13th one, makobi, which means physical pain or mental pain, wanting to quit. I'm the sorrow that is continually. The 14th Hebrew word for sorrow we find in Psalm 39:2. "I was dumb with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred." Now, this is keab, meaning a mental and physical type of sorrow. Sorrow that just your brain, you just can't even get into anything. Your sorrow is stirred. Turn to Psalm 90:10. Here we have the 15th meaning of sorrow. And I'm kind of rushing through this, so you may want to listen to this over and over again to get to different ones. 90:10 says, "The days of our years are 80, that's roughly 80, and if by reason of strength they be 80, 70, and 80, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we flee away. Now, sorrow will shorten your life. That's what it's getting at. 15th meaning, aven, which means trouble, wickedness, trouble of iniquity, or wickedness that's just coming against you. Now, wicked spirits may be attacking you in the job place or families and many other things. Get the series that we did on identifying the wicked, because in doing spiritual warfare, you have to stand against your enemy. And if you can't recognize your enemy, it's going to be really hard to stand against them. So we did a whole series last spring on identifying the wicked, which is so important so that you can do your spiritual warfare prayers against wicked people that are coming against you, your ministry, your health, or whatever. If you don't fight back, they can cause premature death. They can take away your life. They can load you with spirits of sorrow, which Jesus Christ came for us to have joy and that more abundantly. The demons love to come against Christians, and they just love to layer around your soul and take away your strength and your energy, your vibrancy, and it hinders you from being the thriving Christian with a witness that others should want to have what you got. Now, you have to fight back. If you don't fight back, you're not going to get rid or get past these things. And God's not going to do your battling for you. Spiritual warfare is actually conducted on two fronts. One is getting your personal deliverance, the demons that have already gotten in. And two, it's the learning how to do spiritual warfare or fight back against those that are fighting against you. And so you may need to pray daily to come against all the demons that are trying to layer around you and vex you and curse you and types of attacks. But it's important to, in learning spiritual warfare, you're learning how to pray against those that are coming against you. Vex means to torment. And that's one of the things that they love to do when they come against us. Evil spirits love to torment. That's what it says of the thief. You know, he comes to steal, torment, to kill. And so we did do a teaching on spirits of torment and vex. It's very important, actually, to look at and study each one of these types of words, because they expose and they give us ways that we can pray against what's coming against us. So for the people that are feeling tormented, then they need to learn how to break off torments and learn how to recognize it when it's coming on them. Folks, if you're new getting into deliverance, there's many aspects, there's many different things you have to learn how to pray to come against. And so I encourage you to link in and order the teachings or get them, whatever you need to do, so that you can learn how to stand. Because Jesus Christ came for you to have life and that more abundantly, not to be vexed continually, not to lose your joy, but he expects you to do some of the battle. He expects you to do some of the work. And we do that in his name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against all tormenting spirits. I disallow you from working into my life. You have to stand against them. I hope that this help some of you. I encourage you, drop me a line. I could probably recommend a number of CDs that can help people in the training of battling back against these spirits. Sorrow is one of them that's being pushed upon people, the day and age. And that's partly what the enemy's doing with his push for one world, is that he's enslaving you. And the more he enslaves you, the more he taxes you, and the less freedom that you have, it's really easy to succumb to sorrow. And sorrow is something that, let me say, it's like grief. Let me give you an example of grief. Many cultures have something that they do with grief. For example, if they lost a loved one. Let's take, for example, the Native American Indians. They would, if they lost a spouse, they would go into a time of grief. And that's what they were told them. Your days of mourning are on you. You're grieving. And then a certain set period of time, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 months, I don't know what it was, but the chief would come up to him and he'd say, your days of mourning are over. You have to stop. Now, God does that with us as well. Things happen to us and we get sad, we grieve. And where the evil spirits come in is when God comes to us to try to comfort and we refuse it. We go, no, I'm just going to sit here and be sad, sorrowful, whatever. No, when you push back past the comfort that God gives you, then you open the door for evil spirits to come in. Now, when is that time? I don't know. I suspect that it's different for every person. But when you refuse comfort from the Lord, when you refuse to return to joy, you can open the door for these spirits to come in. I believe I was on Psalm 90:10. The spirit of trouble, that's another series we did. The spirit of wickedness, iniquity. These are things that push against you and they fight against you. And it takes away your strength. Psalm 107:39 says, again, they are minished and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. So not dealing with just simple spirits of sorrow can continue to keep you in a less than energetic state, as well as oppression and affliction. And I would encourage getting prayer on all these. Well, you know, one of the great things about a deliverance church is that a deliverance pastor will take his congregation through deliverance on all these spirits on a continual basis so that you begin to get free from them, because you probably won't think of them all on your own. So I encourage people, log in or get associated to a deliverance church where you can start learning these things and get the freedom that you need. The 16th Hebrew type of sorrow is atesba. We find it in Proverbs 10:10, and it says, he that winks with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Now, this is a sorrow that's a wound, kind of an emotional wound, also means pain, hurt, or injury. This is, while we're in chapter 10, it's a good verse. Proverbs 10:22, it reads, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. So if you're dealing with sorrow, well, it didn't come from the Lord. It's what the enemy tries to put upon us. Proverbs 15:13 says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken. Now, if you remember earlier, we looked at sorrow of the heart, and to show you how strong this can be, especially when it's an evil spirit that's entered in, it can break your spirit. And a broken spirit, who can mend? And so many people just get completely knocked down, and sorrow may be the main motivating thing behind that. Now, let me also add that it's kind of like playing football. When the opposing team tackles the quarterback with the football, they sack him or they just do a pile on, and there may be 10 guys in on him. So it's not likely that you will be attacked with just one spirit. You get attacked with multiple spirits, which could be sorrow, wickedness, trouble, many of these things. Okay, let's move on. The 17th Hebrew sorrow we find in Proverbs 17:21. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. This is toga, which means grief or heaviness or sorrow. And this would be a type of sorrow that a parent would feel when they have foolish kids or kids that have gone backslidden or gone the wrong way, maybe into drugs or alcohol or walked away from the Lord. And it can be a real heaviness to a parent. Proverbs 23:29, Hebrew word, our 18th one is aboe, A-B-O-E-E. It says, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babblings? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine. They that go to seek mixed wine. Oh, wow. Now, actually, this is the meaning of the word. It means woe or exclamation of pain. And this one comes from alcohol spirits. So all you people out there that love to have your glass of wine for your stomach's sake, you're also getting the spirit of sorrow, redness of eyes, babbling, wounds without cause. This is a type of abuse spirits. Alcoholic spirits or the alcoholic family patterns opens up the door for abuse spirits. And it's verbal abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. These are all things that are common in the alcoholic family. If you have ever drank much, you probably have the spirit of sorrow came in. By the way, let me comment. So you need to get deliverance from the whole alcoholic package, which is a whole nother kingdom, in order to get free from that sorrow, because those alcohol spirits, which they're a type of family destruction, and often it's the main spirits that are bringing destruction of marriage, destruction of family, and the sorrow that comes from them. The 19th sorrow, Ecclesiastes 11:10, therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, put away evil from thy flesh. That's also 19. Isaiah 5:30, here we have the 20th sorrow, Tesar, says, and in that day they shall roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one look upon the land, behold darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened in the heavens thereof. Now, this is a type of sorrow that means that comes upon a nation, for example, because of the adversary or the foe, enemy, or an oppressor. And it means to be in distress or dire straits, darkness and sorrow on the land. So it's kind of hard to remain joyful and upbeat, up-tempo, when the entire nation that you live in is under the entire dominion of the spirit of sorrow. So be binding that off our nation as well. The 21st sorrow, Anyoa, means mourning or lamentation, found in Isaiah 29:2. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaventhness and sorrow. Isaiah 17:11 says, in the day of grief and desperate sorrow. This is a day of mourning or lamentation. Many of these words are self-explanatory, but what's important is when we get to the end and I do a mass deliverance, we're going to call out each specific one. Okay, the 22nd one, let's look at that. We read in Isaiah 50:11. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourselves about with spark, walk in the light of your fire, and in the sparks that ye have kindled. This shall ye have of my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow. This is a place of pain or a place of grief, this type of sorrow. You're lying down in sorrow. And it's Atzabah. Isaiah 51:11. While we're right here in Isaiah 51, this is a good remedy for spirits of sorrow, one of our favorite chapters. In fact, we have put this into a song, Isaiah 51:11. Therefore, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. So obtaining gladness and joy, everlasting joy, to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Now, let me also say that each one of these words are important to have meaning. God was not just giving us additional adjectives to try to paint a picture here. Every word has a meaning. Sorrow, mourning, shall flee away. Two different spirits, two different kingdoms. Isaiah 65:14. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but ye shall cry for sorrow of heart, and shall howl for vexation of spirit. Here again, sorrow of heart and cry, being in tears. Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, we have many verses that deal with sorrow. Jeremiah 8:18, 20:18. We have labor and sorrow. Jeremiah 30:15, we have affliction and sorrow that is incurable for the multitude of iniquity. Jeremiah 31, we have a sorrow in there. Jeremiah 45:3, it reads, woe is me now, for the Lord hath added grief to my sorrow. I fainted in my sighing, and I find no rest. If you remember back in the beginning when I started, I said the spirit of sorrow won't let you have that rest. Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, talks about those that don't enter into rest, and sorrow is one of the spirits that keeps you from entering into the rest that Jesus came for us to have. Jeremiah 49:23, where we have the 23rd type of sorrow. It reads, concerning Damascus, Hamath is confounded, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are faint-hearted. There is sorrow on the sea, and it cannot be quiet. Now, this means anxiety. People that listen to the news media constantly, they get this type of sorrow because the enemy wants to pump you full of these things. And so they're always telling you bad things, all the bad things that's going on. And it says the whole land even is trembling for sorrow. There are sorrow on the sea that it can't be quiet. Anxious care, anxiety. Jeremiah 51:29, here we find the 24th Hebrew word, says the land shall tremble and sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. Now, this has the meaning, and it's the Hebrew word, cool, C-H-U-W-L, to twist, to writhe, fear, tremble, travail, to be in anguish. And it says even the land shall tremble and sorrow with this type of sorrow. The 25th one, we read in Lamentations 3:65. It says, give them sorrow of heart, thy curses unto them. And this is the Hebrew word megana, which means a covering or blindness that covers the heart. And so it's like the blanket or the cloak. Remember I said to put on the garment of praise. The garment of praise is like a cloak that you put over you. Well, sorrow is also like a cloak and covers your heart, and it's like a curse. I mentioned alcohol spirits earlier. Here's a verse that goes along with that. Ezekiel 23:33, thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow. And Hosea 8:10, yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. So here's the little sorrow. Now, this is just looking at sorrow in the Old Testament. We haven't even got to the New Testament. In the Greek, there's different words for sorrow. It's not quite as many or inclusive as the Hebrew, but I encourage you to just go through the word sorrow in your New Testament, and you'll see different effects that it has. But again, one of the things that sorrow is not going to allow you to rest. It's not going to let you to have that strength, that joy. You know, when you're full of the joy of the Lord, you stand up straight, you feel confident. And so this is an important topic, not something that people always look at to go get deliverance on, but it really does pull us down physically. You know, you're so labored down, your relationships really suffer with heaviness. And that's another spirit that we're not even looking at today. It's a major spirit, the spirit of heaviness. Kind of like the football example, they all pile on. Heaviness, trouble is the spirit of trouble is incredible. And some people spend their entire life, trouble follows them. Actually, I heard another brother give the one on trouble, and it's a series of 3 or 4 messages because it is so major, and it blew me away. And yet the Bible tells us right there what it is. It's coming against us, you know, and it's like they're cursed. It reminds me of that character on the Peanuts, Linus, whatever, the dust cloud following him wherever he went. And these spirits do that, trouble and anguish and heaviness. And they love to follow us around and jump on. And so we have to fight for our joy. We have to fight to keep it. And Jesus came for us to have joy, peace, rest. So this is why we do deliverance every church service, because these things, you know, they're relentless. And until they're thrown into the lake of fire, we're going to have to learn how to fight back and stand against them. When Jesus talked about the woman that came and asked for it, he told her, deliverance is the children's bread. And bread is meaning something that you need daily. He didn't give an example of deliverance as the children, life, death, birth, or marriage, or something that only happened once in a lifetime. He showed that it's something that has to happen continually. People need much more deliverance than they think. If you see a termite in your house, the house is infected. You don't just kick one out. What he was referring to, and that's a great teaching actually, is that they were not of the lineage of God and were to not inherit the things which the children of God were to have until Jesus gave his life on the cross. It was to go to the children of God first. So the Israelite, or those who had gotten saved by Christ Jesus, and that's what he was referring to. But as you read on, it says, she said, yea, Lord, but even the dogs, you know, eat or lick under the master's table. And he said, great is your faith, therefore be it unto you. I think she got saved at that point, but God's grace and mercy extends even to the lost, sometimes for deliverance. But it's also a teaching where I show people that deliverance is something that we do on God's people. We don't do it on the lost. People that aren't saved have demons, and now that I'm a Christian, I don't have any more. And no, that's what he came to bring us deliverance for, is because now that you're a Christian, you can get free from the ones you got. They don't all leave at salvation time. Deliverance is the children's, meaning the children of God's, bread, something that you're going to need after salvation and on a continual basis. Should we go into a mass deliverance? And I'll explain some things here. Folks, it's easy to get deliverance. However, there can be a lot more spirits than what people think they have. And sorrow is something that we're going to call out here in a little bit, as well as a lot of these other ones I mentioned. And by the way, if I don't mention it and you know you've got a spirit of heaviness or whatever, just tell it to go. But to get deliverance, all you have to do is just agree with me, agree in your mind, and tell it to get out. Now, if you're going to pray out loud, well, then you're not going to get much deliverance, because the demons are going to leave from your breath passage. So I tell people, just take a deep breath, signifying that you're forcing them out, and agree with me in your mind and tell them, I don't want you. If you're in me, get out. So you may cough, yawn, burp, belch, whatever. I don't care how they leave, long as they get out. And by the way, even when we get done with the mass deliverance, you're going to hear how I come against evil spirits, and you can do the same for yourself or your loved ones. But don't just take this from the demons. Come against them and tell them to get out. And by the way, you're not going to hurt anything praying for something that may not be there. If it's not there, we can't cast it out. So it doesn't hurt anything. But it's better to submit to some deliverance prayer, and you may find that one deliverance session can greatly change your life. I've had people set and just calling out like the spirits of sorrow, and they just start crying and crying. And when we get done with the session, they just say, wow, I feel so much better, so much lighter. So as a deliverance pastor, I really hope and pray for those tuning in today, listening, that you get deliverance from a lot of these spirits and other spirits. I know you have other needs, but because we use the scriptures on this one, let's come against this now. And I'm going to open up with prayer and address the devil, take authority over the demons, and just command them to leave. And we're going to go through, I'll mention each one of these 25 different types and some other ones that the Holy Spirit may bring to mind, okay? And we'll call them out, okay? And we'll spend the remaining part of our broadcast with getting some deliverance. Heavenly Father, we come in your presence in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that Jesus Christ came to set us free, and that by the truth we are set free. Father, we take authority over all the power of the enemy today. And in Jesus' name, Lord, we break off every curse, all inherited curses of sorrow or legal grounds or anything that the devil may have that we've inherited. And we break off all the power of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we command all the spirits of sorrow, the whole family of this, to leave God's people now, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in Jesus' name, I loose angels to go and assist everyone that's listening to this message, assist them and help them in getting free from all these spirits that are attacking them, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command all sorrow that's inherited to come out now. Just take a deep breath, people. Breathe them out. Tell it to go. All sorrow, heaviness, sighing, sadness, grief, all of these types of spirits, you come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sorrow, pain, grief, affliction, heaviness, all these types of sorrows manifest and go. Come out right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sorrow and sighing, all pain, labor, hardship, toiling under the spirit of sorrow, come out right now in Jesus' name. Anguish, sorrow of heart, sorrow of mind, sorrow unto death, come out in Jesus' name. Where the spirits of sorrow are located in the heart, the mind, the eyes, come out right now. Dimness of eyes, come out. Father, we pray for healing on various parts of people's bodies now where sorrow has brought damage, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we lose healing in the eyesight, in the mind, the will, the emotions, the heart, healing on these areas in Jesus' name. Come out right now, all sorrow, unhappiness, misery, displeasing, malignant sorrow, pining away, sorrow of heart, death, languishing, faintness, the sorrow of mind. Come out, demons, right now. Loose God's people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you to go. In his name and in the power of the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have authority over demons. And in his name, we command you, demons, right now, come out, leave. Angels, push them out. Tell them to go. Help people get free. In Jesus' name, come out. Grief, heaviness, sorrow, alcoholic sorrow in Jesus' name. All of the alcohol spirits, the abuse, the vexation, the anger, being grieved, provoked to anger, come out right now in Jesus' name. The addiction of that, you come out too. Loose God's people. Darkness and sorrow in Jesus' name. Heaviness, mourning, lamentation, come out right now. All this sorrow, come out. Come on, move out. Crying for sorrow of heart. Can't rest in Jesus' name. Come on, all the heaviness, the labor and toil in Jesus' name. Afflictions, sorrow that's incurable, grief, come out in Jesus' name. Sorrow that's an anxiety, all the anxiety that comes from listening to the news media. Take a fast from that, people, and quit listening to the news. Come out right now, all the anxiety in Jesus' name. Fear, trembling, travail, anguish, fear of the future. In Jesus' name. Come on, let's go. All the sorrow. Sorrow of heart. Come on. Sorrow in the eyes. Dimness of eyes. Sorrow that makes you toil, trouble, labor. Come on, all this heaviness. You're so bowed down, you have no strength, no joy. Come out, demons. Come out. Loose God's people, that spirit of sorrow. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray and I ask that you comfort your people. Every person that's battling sorrow today, comfort their hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name. Go to them, Lord, to speak to them. Minister to them, Father, in Jesus' name. Remove all the sorrow of heart, sorrow that's continually before them. Sorrows of death that compass them, the pains of hell that get hold on them. Come out, you sorrow, come out. Sorrow brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Come out in Jesus' name. The spirits of trouble, wickedness, wicked spirits, come out right now in Jesus' name. I order you demons to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, mental, physical sorrow, sorrow that you could feel in Jesus' name. Move out, demons. Come on, all the way out. Move in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sorrow, Lord, I loose your joy, your garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness to put upon people right now. Fill them, Lord. Let it be an overflow, Father, an infilling of your spirit with the spirit of joy, joy unspeakable, to be vexed, indignant. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Sorrow, sadness on the countenance. Come out, demons, in Jesus' name. Come on, all the way out. Grief, move, heaviness, desperate sorrow. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the spirits of sorrow that keep you awake at night. You can't rest, can't sleep, no faith, hope, or love, no faith for the future. Come on, let's go. Let's go in Jesus' name. All of the sorrow that you inherited, the sorrow from your ancestors immigrating and leaving everything, but all the sorrow from bad events that have happened, loss, mourning, grieving, come out, demons. Come on, all that sorrow, manifest and go in Jesus' name. Also come against all depression that maybe have come in for some people. You come out too. Every spirit of depression, there's nothing you can do. You see no end to it. Come on, come on, let's go. Come on, all the way out. Move, move. You can choose to be joyful. Choose ye this day who you will serve. Choose to have the Lord's joy. He's already filled you with it. The Holy Spirit is inside you. The Holy Spirit, the joy of the Holy Spirit is inside you. Just access it and just say, you know what? I am going to put on the joy of the Lord in Jesus' name. Premature death. Come out. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Sorrow, pain, grief, annoyance, affliction, heaviness. Whatever your demon's name is, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I loose your angels to go after them. Help your people get free, Lord. Ministering spirits sent to minister unto the heirs of salvation, Lord. We put them to work in Jesus' name. Come on, despondency, despair, despondent, dejected, loss and grief, despair, despondent. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Come on, all the way out. Being afflicted, afflicted, an exclamation of pain. Come on, let's go, let's go, come on. Despair, despondency, dejection. Move out, breathe them out, people. Tell them to go. Come on, you're not mentally sick. Come on, let's go. You have a demon. Come out. I command those spirits to come out. Move. Lord, you said you would give us rest from our sorrow and freedom from our hard bondage. I break off the curse of hard bondage that come with these things in Jesus' name. Come on, it should not be hard to serve the Lord. We should serve the Lord with joy and gladness of heart. Come on, let's go. Sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Everlasting joy should be upon their heads. Lord, if we loose this on your people, everlasting joy. Fill your people again, Lord, with this. Repress sorrow, physical sickness and diseases that have come in. Lord, I pray for healing for every person that's listening in that has a physical sickness or disease, especially that's attributed to sorrow or heaviness or grief. Heal these in Jesus' name. Deliver them from these spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For by his stripes we were healed. You spirits, come out of the body now. Breathe them out. Tell them to go, people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in his name alone and the power of the shed blood, come out of God's people. We order you to go. Every spirit, come off the countenance, off the face. Sorrow that is literally taking over a person's countenance in Jesus' name. Lord, minister to your people. The suffering, Lord, the incomprehensible sorrow, Lord, from loss of life or possessions or whatever, Lord. Heal them, Lord. Comfort them. Jesus' name. Lord, your word declares that we would lose none of these things for your kingdom down here that you would not replace in Jesus' name. And all those, Lord, that are struggling financially, physically, struggling, Lord, can't get their feet on the ground, Lord, minister to them and bless them today. Bless them abundantly. Bring jobs, Father. Increase income. Break off all the wickedness that the devil sends against us. All of the trouble that the enemy sends against us, Lord. I loose the angels to go and break it off from offices, deliver us from these spirits, and set us free, Father, and then bring your blessings into our life, Lord, that we can praise your name on account of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. Bless your people once again, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the deliverance that you've given your people today. And Lord, if some are still delivering, I loose your angels to go and assist them and help them. Your Holy Spirit, Father, to assist and help your people get free from this kingdom of spirits in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give all praise and glory and thanks to our Lord Jesus Christ for giving us the power to cast out evil spirits. Thank you, Lord. Fill us with your spirit of joy. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. That was a very powerful deliverance prayer, very powerful teaching. I just don't think we'll know this side of heaven just how much that can just totally change someone's life when they get delivered from these very tormenting, anguishing spirits. And I really recommend people to go back through this and really get these scriptures. This is such an important show to share as well. Monty, I very much appreciate this teaching today. You have a very important event coming up. Talk a little bit about that and then give out your website as well.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sheila. Yeah, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're holding our winter deliverance workshop, and it's 3 days, and if you can at all make it, I encourage you to come. Please visit our website, WCCD.com. There you'll find the dates and also registration form that you can download and print out and pay online, whatever is there. And so the workshops help you link into an active deliverance church, and you'll hear different deliverance teachings, something that the entire body of Christ can benefit from. Also, you learn new things on how to do your spiritual warfare, how to fight back, and how to get deliverance, and these kind of things. And we have plenty of different opportunities for people to get deliverance, as well as a bookstore with our literature, booklets and CDs and all these things we make available. So we hope that you can come and join us. If not, we try to have 3 or 4 of these a year, and we'll be posting our 2018 dates fairly soon. But this will be the last workshop of this year. So if you're interested, contact me or look online for that.
Excellent. And if you are out in Colorado, get out to this. I cannot say enough about these workshops. They're life-changing. So make a point to get out to this. Monty, thank you so much for your time in delivering this very timely topic. I really appreciate your ministry, and I appreciate your time in coming on the program, sir. Do come back soon.
Love to. Thank you, Sheila.
Folks, that was Monty Mulkey, West Coast Church of Deliverance, WCCD.com. I want to encourage people, we had some tweaks on the new website, Sheila.media. Bookmark that, Sheila.media, sheila.media. We had some things to work out on the weekend, and I didn't get a chance to get my e-newsletter off. So do sign up for that. Again, it's free of charge. And lastly, I really want to encourage people. I have a goal to reach on my Patreon account. And if you have not supported this ministry or got behind it, then I'm speaking to you for a monthly contribution of any amount to move forward the way I need to. In November, I need to reach this goal. And I really do not want to take away the free app that cost me a lot of money to give my listeners a free app, as well as the podcasting and all the bandwidth to do these free services. They may not be available. So I'm just telling people, I'm counting on you to help me reach my goal. So that's right. I'm asking for your help to reach this goal. So I'm depending on you and I'm counting on you. And I appreciate that very much. Tomorrow on the program, Dave Hodges and I, we're going to break down a bombshell. It is going to be a barn burner. You do not want to miss that. We will see you tomorrow. Good night and God bless.